5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Casting over the electric rainbow, directly into your ear holes. Here's Lee and Math with a snug.
Ho, 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 ya hoes! Welcome. It's December the 6th. It's show 992. I'm Math. And over there in person is the always awesome Lee.
Hi! Double bells. Double Mariah bells.
Fantastic. In fact, we should do it for each of our hosts tonight.
Yeah.
Over there in Wales is the biggest Mariah fan you've ever seen ever. It's Beth.
Mr. Sandman, give me a dream.
Hello.
Hi. Hi.
And over there in Canada is the always terrific Tamara.
That was a little bittersweet because it was like, well, I don't really want to hear it again, but am I going to be the only one who doesn't get the jingle?
I know.
It would feel really awful.
You'd be honored if you didn't get it.
I feel awful both ways. I don't know.
So either way, you're going to feel awful about it.
Oh, no. I don't. Yeah. As long as I don't have to hear her voice singing the words, that
exactly.
Little bit is fine.
Exactly. There's no problem.
Don't come into your ear as soon as you hear that.
It turned into Sandman. It turned into Sandman because I don't know the song.
Her voice. Look at that. Why is Tamara holding?
I'm not listening.
Was he cock ring?
Yeah. That's a great question. That is. That is one of them things, isn't it? You can get them.
One of them.
You can buy them from gents' toilets in nightclubs, and it's a little vibrating cock ring, apparently.
What
you've got in your ear? Take your ear out.
The thing you were waggling.
Me?
Ear.
Yeah.
Oh.
Take it out. That's a vibrating cock ring.
Like a vibrating cock ring. Yeah. Ah, welcome, everybody, to the snow.
It
Ah, okay.
And then my snoring one goes backwards on the ear.
Yes.
So. We're going to start doing sign language, aren't we? All these devices.
Right?
We do sign language all the time anyway, don't worry.
Text on the website.
Very limited, but we do know a few signs.
Yeah.
I had this on for like half the day, not realizing it was still on my ear. That's how like comfortable and I couldn't feel it.
Oh, that's good.
No, did well, you yeah. While I was awake, no.
Well, how's everybody's week been?
Well, let's see. When was it now? Friday last week. So I've not spoken to you since Friday, have I?
No.
So. Letty came home from work last week, and last Friday, and I said, as I do every day, so, how's your day been? She said, do you know what, it was going really, really well, and then I got made redundant.
What?
Oh.
Yes.
Oh, this is a problem when you work with your friends.
What a time of year for that
What
to
a
happen.
Time of year for that to happen. Yeah, that is awful. The worst.
And the day before, I finished in the caravan.
Jesus Christ, superstar.
Woof.
Oh, Lee.
Oh, so there we go.
Okay. Now, when getting made redundant, does she get...
No, she's just under the... She would have been there 2 years in January where she might be eligible for something. But it's 1 year and 11 months.
Oh, see, so for us here, we get EI and it you have to have worked for a certain length of time, but it's definitely not 2 years.
Wow. We're not
but from the company, you mean? You mean from the company? Yeah.
Yeah.
And this is the
whoever
agent
left state
a
agent,
long-time job to visit because not visit work at because they were friends.
Yes.
Whoever made this decision deserves a throat punch.
Well, it was a case of he sat down. He said, "Listen, things that the economy is to do with that mortgage rates, people selling, renters, all that kind of stuff. A difficult time, and we appreciate it. It's a tough decision to make, especially when it's a family friend that she works for." Nevertheless, it is a bit shitty. But it's a case of he sat down and he said, "Listen, business, we have no money." I mean, they've literally just moved into a new shop. They've done out the new shop. It's, you know, all the new branding, the new website.
So that's their fault that they don't have any money. That's their fault. The bad running of the business.
I know.
If you're gonna spend yourself out of business to the point that you are laying somebody off before Christmas.
Yeah, I know. But it is.
I'm sorry. I'm super angry.
No.
I'm so angry.
We were too, but we realise now we've got all Christmas off together. So
that's nice. That's a good thing. But
it is. We've done loads of stuff last couple of days. We're sorting things in the house. We're doing jobs that we've been putting off that we can do
looking
together.
On the bright side.
We've been out for lunch a couple of days this week.
I afford it.
Been out for breakfast and stuff.
Nice.
I'm feeling sorry for Gloria.
Say that again.
Gloria.
Oh, there's lots of that time available now, isn't there?
Yeah.
Every cloud.
Always look on the bright.
Yeah. Only so many details that you can own without looking suspicious.
Yeah. So yeah, that was kind of put a damper on things, but we're positive people.
You'll have to teach how to use Photoshop and
everything happens for a reason. We're not sure what the reason is at the moment, but it will reveal itself.
Yeah.
And she'll go on to bigger and better things, and it'll, you know.
And so made
people without problems in our lives.
Yeah.
So made redundant, is that like instant? Like today's your last day?
Oh, yeah.
There's no like notice? You don't have to give notice?
He's paying her. She got paid on the 1st of December.
Right.
And she's going to get paid on the 1st of January. So she effectively, she got 8 weeks grace.
Okay.
You said
that's a little bit better.
If you want to come in and work through December, she's like, why?
Why would I do that for you?
What's the point? What is the point? I'm going to have mileage, 45-minute drive every day. I'm going to have to pay for all my mileage. This and that. What's the point?
Yes. Yes. Well done for her for being strong. Yeah.
So
good on her.
So, apart from that, we've had a great week.
Hey! Wow.
So, girls.
Yeah.
Who wants to go next? Please have some uplifting news.
Well, we'll start tomorrow then, tomorrow. Shall we?
Oh yes, tomorrow. Tell us about your event this weekend. This should cheer me up. This should cheer me up no end.
Yeah.
Despite, you know, having a cheerful display and people being so positive, I did very poorly.
Say poorly, what do you mean poorly?
Like, so, well, sales? the first day I did $260.
That's poorly, is it?
Yeah. What? Well, that's not okay. But that was making me think, okay, maybe tomorrow's going to be okay. No, the next day I was like $40.
Oh.
No.
Okay. And so I was set up near the person who runs the thing, and she loves my stuff, and she's